Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in Siman Shin Nun Hey, and today we are going to learn Se'ifim Gimel and Dalid. We are holding, this is page Resh Zayin Amud Beis, we're holding at Se'if Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch, again, we're talking about Beis HaKiseis that are right next to water, or right next to Carmelis, or other things. So in Beis HaKiseis, Bolid Chutz L'Chomas Yir V'Tzon, Ofelis B'Chafirush Shasav V'Yir, She'ish V'Yosim Beis HaSayim Shu Carmelis. Let's say the Beis HaKiseis doesn't border off of a boat onto the water, which is a Carmelis, but rather it's from the city wall and it goes out onto into a chafira, a ditch in the ground that goes around the city that's more than Beis HaSayim and therefore has a din of a Carmelis. We do not rely on a hanging mechitza to be matir, having the tsoa go out from the city wall into the Carmelis. You have to that heter is only when it comes to water. But if you have an actual board, that's going to be mutter. Because we're always makel on kocho in a Carmelis, and that would qualify as kocho. Let's see the Mishabru Chavav, she Carmelis, Rotzalom Rishav, Shachavira Mukas Hartvachim, Kimishi Machzakas Yosem Besosayim, Velo Hukvaladira, Din Carmelis Aleha. The reason that this ditch is considered a Carmelis is that even though it's more than 10 Tvachim deep, since it covers an area more than Beis HaSayim, and the walls that surround it are not for Dira purposes, so it has a din of a Carmelis. Nimtza motzi min Rishos Yachid Carmelis. And therefore, you're taking something out from Rishos Yachid inside the city walls, out into a Carmelis, into this ditch. Having a mechitza tuluya is not going to be good enough. A hanging, dangling mechitza is not going to be good enough. Obviously, mechitza goes all the way down to the ground would be good enough. Aval al yidei daf. However, having a daf, o kone, o tso nofel al tzidei akosel v'acharkach miskalgal v'nofel b'chavir v'chanal. Or the other way it would be mutter is if the tzoa first goes on the side of the wall and then rolls down into this chafira, all the same heterim that we had when it came to the boat, except we're saying that the mechitza tuluya is not a valid heter over here, but the other heterim are valid heterim over here. So weiter in the Ramah now, v'yeshomrim din beis hakiseh l'mal me'asara shari b'chol inyin. Some say that if the beis hakiseh is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, then it's always a mutter. Da motzim rishus yachal l'karmelis derech makom p'tur, because then you're carrying from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis through a makom p'tur. However, in Shin Mem Vav, we quote that there are those that are cholik. Let's see the Mishabruah Chav Tes. That if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the ditch, and the reason that it's going to be mutter is because the area that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground of a Carmelis has a status of a makom p'tur. And therefore, when one goes to the bathroom, the tzoa is going from the Rosh Hashiachid, ultimately ending up in the Carmelis, but it's going through a makom p'tur because the area above 10 tefachim is the makom p'tur. And we said vayin lelsim in Shin Mem Vav, and if you look back, in Shin Mem Vav there are yesh cholkim. Haynu b'sof sif aleph. In Shin Mem Vav, at the end of Sif Aleph, we quote those who disagree. Then in Shin Mem Vav, we quoted that there are those that aser, even taking from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis via a Makom Ptur. The Bir Agra has a whole arichus about this, and his opinion is, even if you hold that when the whole Hotzah issue is only a Darabanan issue, because after all, we're only dealing with a Carmelis over here, and therefore it's mutter to go through a Makom Ptur. Hainu dafka b'denach be'emtza al ha-Makom Ptur. That's only if it rests for some time on its journey in the Makom Ptur. Avalo b'delo nach, but if it never rests in the Makom Ptur, it just passes through the Makom Ptur, then you don't have this heter. V'hacha halalo nach be'emtza, but over here, certainly it does not rest in the middle. And that's what the Beis Meir has a taina on the first Yeshomer as well. And the Gra also has the same problem, that he has a problem with the first Yeshomerim that allows this to go through the Makom Patur. It doesn't help to go through a Makom Patur unless it rests in the Makom Patur. Okay, weiter in the Rama, the Yeshomerim dim hayisham tzoa mibod yom, that some say that if in the ditch around the city there's already tzoa there from before Shabbos, shari b'chalinyan, then for sure it's mutter to add more tzoa there, to add tzoa hu Makom Patur, because the tzoa itself is a Makom Patur. So even though the tzoa is sitting in an area that's a karmelis, because the ditch is a karmelis, but the tzoa itself is a Makom Patur. Why is it a Makom Patur? The darsi barabim, because people do not trample there. No one wants to step on tzoa. Va'ein la'el sof simen shimem hei diyesh cholken esfiru lu, dein Makom Patur b'karmelis. However, there are those that disagree and say there's no such thing as a Makom Patur inside a karmelis. Mishuburetz lamed aleph, tzoa mi ba'ud yom, if there's tzoa there from Erev Shabbos, so mairi shemefanem mamish ala tzoa. We're talking over here where a person is defecating directly onto the tzoa. The afkishon nefel sachar kach menatzad shu karmelis shari, even though it might roll off, you'll excuse the graphicness of the descriptions, but even though it might roll off of the tzoa afterwards, the new tzoa might roll off of the old tzoa, that's going to be mutter. Hatzoa havi makom p'tur, da mistama in ruchavar ba'a. The reason the tzoa is a makom p'tur is because most tzoa is not 4x4 tvachim wide. V'af debi alma kaimelon depachos mishosho tvachim gova, bata legabi rishoshu amed bo. And even though normally the rule is that anything that's within 3 tvachim of the ground is considered to be the ground and therefore the rishos that it's in, v'atzoa mistama in a gova shloshu tvachim, and we have every right to assume that tzoa is not 3 tvachim high off the ground, shiny hacha, but over here it's different. Tzoa shem besakise bevadai lo darsi la rabim, but tzoa in a besakise, for sure no one is trampling on, v'alkein ein a batel rishosho betzida v'havi makom p'tur, and therefore it does not become batel to its neighboring rishos or the rishos that it's in, and it actually does remain a makom p'tur. So this is a rule breaker. Normally anything within 3 tvachim of the ground is the ground, but over here tzoa within 3 tvachim of the ground is not the ground, because people would step on the ground. No one would ever willingly step on this tzoa. And the Vayter in the Ramah now, Ulfi Mashen Esbar Lel Simin Shin Mem Hei, Dein Makom Patur B'Rishos Yachal L'Kuli Alma. Based on what we said, that there's no Makom Patur in Rishos Yachal at all, Beis HaKisei Omid Ben Shnei Batim, if you have a Beis HaKisei in between two houses, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom there unless they made an eruv to join the two rishuyos hayachid. It would be the equivalent of a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. All of this is lechatchila. But if they forgot and they didn't make an eruv, mutter, then you'd be allowed to go to the bathroom there, to gadol kavod abrios, because kavod abrios is going to be docha any iser derabanan, and therefore you could certainly go to the bathroom there if you didn't make the eruv. Let's see the Mishra Brua Lamed Gimel Ulfi Ma Kan Maskel Rama Levar Din Acher Odos Pesach Kisei Shoyeshayich Makom Achavir Shetachtel L'Shnei Anashim L'Ur V'Bineihem. This is where the Rama transitions to a brand new case, nothing to do with Carmelis and this. This is just about the fact that if people are defecating from their own property into a jointly owned pit, and it lands in this jointly owned pit, and they don't have an eruv between the two owners of the pit, over here we don't have a heter of the tzoa being a makom p'tur, because the bottom of that pit is a rishos hayachid. It's a rishos hayachid that's owned jointly by two people. So the person defecating is bringing from rishos hayachid to rishos hayachid, but he's got an eruv problem. So also lipanusha, myrisha makom moshe besakisa yoyeshayich lekol echel levado kiyoy mechitza mefsekes b'neim. We're talking about that where the guy is standing is his own property entirely. El shachafir shetachtel yoyeshayich l'shnehem. But the pit pit that's beneath them that he's defecating into belongs to both of them. Ulekach aser, and that's why it's aser demotzi mirushus lekarka shutafim, because he's being motzi from his rishus to karka that belongs to shutafim. The imgam makom moshav shayich la shutafim. If the place where the guy is sitting isn't even his own property, it also belongs to shutafim. Ein kanotzar mirushus lerushus umutzer. Then it would be fine. Meaning, if a guy is standing in a property that's jointly owned between Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven is standing there or sitting there and defecating into another jointly owned property between Reuven and Shimon, that would be perfectly fine. Problem is, he's sitting in Reuven's exclusively owned property, and he's defecating into jointly owned property between Reuven and Shimon. That's where the problem is. That's why you need an Eruv. Commotion is barasif base, hainu tikun de daf okana, aval tikun de mechitzatuya in imol lachat shiredes adamata. So you would need whatever tikkun we had that we mentioned previously of using a board or something like that. Kidil kaman sim shinun zayin siv gimel ba'agad shamuvar de b'chatzah sheinu reves ukliyam mutar kocho. We said in chatzah sheinu reves, if you're utilizing kocho, that's going to be okay. Sheshachu v'lo irvu o shelo haylo be'efshal asos tikkun aniskar. If they forgot to make an eruv, or the Mishnah Berurah adds they're unable to make an eruv, you can go to the bathroom anyway. The gadol kav rabriya sheitir cham makom shein bo isidaraisa. The cham or makil on any isidarabanan, as long as it's not an isidaraisa for the sake of kavod abrios. Back in the Rambah, holchis finos nagulas l'srachein mina mishota liyam. The people who travel on boats would normally make a would relieve themselves from the meshota. I'm not sure what the meshota is on the boat, but some part of the boat to the yam. To hold the meshota in a gavoa asar, because since this meshota is less than 10 tefachim high, afal pi sherechava arba'a, even though it's 4 tefachim wide, eina ella Carmelis. It only has the din of a Carmelis, and therefore, umotzi mekarmelis a Carmelis. The water is also a Carmelis, so you're taking something from a Carmelis to another Carmelis. Min ha-meshot liyam, avul min ha-svina liyam, below tikun ha-niskar b'siv beis, lo. But to go from the boat to the yam, that would not be okay, because the boat itself is a rosh ha-siyachid. To ha-motzi min rosh ha-siyachid liyam, shu Carmelis. V'im yev shalom b'bnei eza siba, elim ken yasa tzrach b'svina, mutar de gadol kavir abrios. Now, if you can't have any other way other than defecating on the boat, so then it's mutter because of kavod abrios. We allow a person to relieve himself. We're not going to make life unlivable in that way for a din derabanan. Sif dalid mayim she'ena mukam asar tefachim. Let's say you have very shallow water, less than 10 tefachim deep. Ein lam din mayim lahatir l'shmach be'amim mechitza tuliya. Remember, we said that when you're defecating off of a boat, a mechitza Tluya is going to work. A special heter that we have by Mayim, but when you're defecating outside of a city wall, a mechitza Tluya does not work. We don't have the heter on dry land. What if you have water, but the water is less than 10 tefachim deep? So says the Shulchan Aruch, mechitza Tluya does not work. It has the din of a of karka. Says the Rama, the kol shkein im yavshu amayim af bishoy shama mukam asara. And certainly, if the water is all dried up, even though the place that the water was may be more than 10 tefachim deep. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mayim Shein Amukim, Kayal Sif Aleph Sif Beis. This is going on all the dinim we learned in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis about one relieving oneself off of the side of a boat. Lishbach Behem, Vuadin Lamalos Hayde Mechitza Tuliya. The same is true about the dinim of filling up water from the surrounding ocean. Vatam, the Kimin Shein Behem Asarit Tefachim. And the reason is that since it's less than 10 tefachim of water, Kiyabasha Damia, it has a din of dry land. Vayim Bebach Magen Avram. The Bach and Magen Avram disagree. They think there should be no difference whether it's 10 tefachim deep or not, unless it's a place where a lot of people walk through. If it's a place where people walk through, just with a little discomfort of walking through deep puddles, but they do walk through there, so then it's gonna be like karka. The Gra thinks that this is subject to machlokas rishonim, whether water that's less than 10 tefachim deep has a din of yabasha. But even according to the Gra, that it's subject to machlokas rishonim, we can rely on those rishonim that are makil on this issue. So what we learned tonight is that in Sif Gimel we said that if a person is relieving himself outside the wall of the city and it goes into a ditch around the city that has a din of a karmelis, we do not allow for mechitza teluya. That's a special kula that's only when it comes to water. If the beis hakisei is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, above the bottom of the chafira, above the bottom of the ditch that's around the city, there are those that are mekel because it's considered derech makom p'tur. But the Mishnah Berurah quoted that maybe it's only considered derech makom p'tur if it stops in the makom p'tur, but if it whatever you're bringing from the Rishus Yach to the Carmelis does not stop in the makom p'tur, then maybe we don't have that kula of derech makom p'tur. And then we discussed that if a person is going to the bathroom in his own private property, but the tzoa lands in a jointly owned property, so even though it's Rishus Yach to Rishus Yach, but you need an eruv in order to be able to do such a thing. In Siv Dalid we said that if you have water that's less than 10 tefachim deep, the Shulchan Aruch of here says it has a din of Yabasha. However, there are those that argue and say that it does not have a din of Yabasha unless people actually walk through it. The Gra thinks it's a subject of Machlokas Rishonim whether it has a din of Yabasha, but the Mishnah Berurah thinks that there's what to be makel with, that it has a din that it has a din of yam and not yabasha, because that would be the kula, right? Meaning if it has a din of yam, then you can rely on a mechitza tluya. If it has a din of yabasha, then you're not allowed to rely on a mechitza tluya. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'ifei, finishing up this siman. That will be the goal for tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem, I think tomorrow back to regular time, regular place.